This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch, Thursday morning edition. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station. And by the way, we are broadcasting to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Don't forget the truckers out there keeping America rolling along. We appreciate everything you do. Now, you can follow us on MeWe. You can follow us on Gab. We're also on Parler. We're going to be back on Facebook under a different sign-in, so we'll tell you when that's ready. But right now, the chat room that we're in is the one in MeWe. And all you do is go to MeWe.com, and if you're not a member, you just sign up real quick. And then groups, the Captain's America Third Watch, and we're right there. Get in on the conversations that we've been having all night long with our friends. So you can also find us on Twitter, at Captain's America, and our website. You can always communicate with us there, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. All right, joining us right now from the great Motor City, where I don't think there's much going on right now, but they are motoring somewhere. Here he is, the man, the myth, the legend, Ron Edwards. And the multitudes of people outside the window are going, who? Who? Sir.
Who?
Who?
Yes.
All right.
Good morning.
Are you ready to say the pledge?
Yes, let's do it.
I pledge allegiance, to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, but you wouldn't know it the way things are going on right now because, Ron, we've had a couple of things that have changed the course of or are going to change the course of history if they happen. Number one, the Democrats got out of committee the D.C. bill for statehood, and it's going to go out on the floor in the House of Representatives for a vote, and I don't know, but it's not just, you know, one, two, three, here we are, here you are, we're going to do what we got to do. There are certain constitutional provisions they have to follow and abide by, but we're not even sure they're going to do that.
Well, as long as they, the Democrats are allowed to do whatever the heck they want, no matter how they do it, they're going to continue to do whatever they choose to do, including making D.C. a state. I think they're going to name it Douglas Washington or Washington Douglas, whatever.
Yeah.
And so if this happens, we're done. We might as well just Katie bar the door and go do something else because that will completely ruin the country. They will use this seat majority to completely destroy our election process, our due process, our constitutionally limited way of life. And the United States, as we know and love her, will be no more until we figure out a way to get around the Democrats and to restart our nation over again, basically, because they're out to literally wipe out the last vestiges of what we would call a constitutionally limited republic.
Well, that's true, and no one will argue with you about that one, so there you go. So you're right on target. Now, the thing of it is the other thing that's going on is the Democrats want to stack the Supreme Court, and they named a commission to get that all started. Unfortunately, the commission is stacked, if you will. It's supposed to be bipartisan, but three times as many Democrats are on there as are Republicans.
Yeah, and I find that the Democrats, I don't know if they understand how to maneuver better than Republicans, or Republicans have been very, for a long time, unwilling to push and get their way and fight against the onslaught of the Democrats, and not just in this issue, but in many situations, at least since I've been around on the earth. This is, in my opinion, another case where the Democrats have been allowed to fill cases, positions over and over again until they've got this huge majority. And I think this is part of the fallout also, because if you recall, during the Trump administration, for some reason, as bold and as outspoken as he was very, very, I don't know how to call it, I wouldn't say afraid, to clean house the way he should have, and he didn't. And now it's not only bitten him in the butt, but it's bitten our entire country in the backside. And I think this is another evidence of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're probably absolutely correct with that. But we'll see where all of that winds up taking us, because God only knows.
Yeah. Unfortunately, he's the only one that knows. And here we are, and the only ones who could do something about it, the way things are right now, didn't years ago. And it's like it was almost like a setup. But we're here in the fight for our lives as a republic.
Well, that's true. And again, we lead on with what we lead on with. Now, finally, have you been taking advantage of or taking a look at what's been going on across the country with our district attorney problem that we got out there in Los Angeles County?
That guy is one quick synopsis. He's been giving huge advantages to criminals.
Well, we're going to talk about that when we come back, because we have to, because he's in the news again. So hold that thought. And, folks, I'll be right back with more with Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. We're going to play an Edwards Notebook when we come back, too. So don't go anywhere. We will be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. I shall return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, we got our uptown girl right there. That was Kathy Curtis, our voiceover specialist, and we thank her for doing that. And right now, we're going to let you know that this is time when we play the Ron Edwards, Edwards Notebook, so here it comes.
I have tried until I've tried out trying to name societal problems that were actually improved by Democrats. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards on today's page from the Edwards Notebook. When one reviews history or takes a look at current problems besetting our republic with an unbiased attitude and wants them to be actually solved, they must logically conclude that in order to improve things, there must first be a real desire to solve the issues. For example, if our liberties and unalienable rights are to be more secure, then we as individuals, families, and the nation overall must adopt and adhere to a high moral code. Good moral standards and principles indirectly enhance our standard of living. Unfortunately, for over 70 years, many Americans have been fooled into believing that liberty is getting away with burning cities or placing human trafficking ads on certain social media outlets. Most Democrat and Rhino politicians encourage Americans to accept immorality as freedom, while at the same time whittling away our unalienable rights. The time has come for we the people to say no to so-called solutions brought forth by Democrats and Rhinos. If not, we will no longer live in the land of the free and home of the brave. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out the RonEdwards.com.
You know something? I believe that that might have been the music to Shaft I was listening to in the background there from Mr. Ron Edwards. But right now, I got to tell you that this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Moss Nissan. And you know, hardly a week goes by when I don't get a call from Sean at Moss Nissan asking me to meet one of my listeners that just bought a new Nissan. Now, it's amazing how they get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, up and down the Northeast, over into the Midwest. And the one that sticks out to me is the father that drove his daughter's car all the way from Phoenix, Arizona to Newport Richey, Florida, to trade it in on the car that his daughter wanted, that had been dreamed about getting. It was a Nissan Rogue. She got it. He drove it down to Tampa, and he went back to Arizona, and she got her nice new Moss Nissan Rogue. Now, folks, Moss Nissan just cannot be beat when it comes to pricing, customer service. And it starts with Moss Care, which gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. Now, you can't beat the selection at Moss of over 800 new and pre-owned vehicles with all the colors and accessories you could dream of. And, oh, by the way, trade-in, do you want one? Yep, they got some of the best certified pre-owned vehicles anywhere, and they're commanding a great resale value right now. So take advantage, upgrade your ride now. If you don't want to buy a new vehicle, buy certified pre-owned. And, oh, by the way, want to sell the vehicle you got? Take it up there, have it appraised, and you might be surprised what you might get for it. Now, Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, with active duty military, veterans, first responders, and pastors all getting great care, taking care of them. So remember, Moss Nissan, whatever it takes to be the best in the nation, with Nissan locations in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura side-by-side on Florida Avenue in Tampa. And don't forget to check out the Rogue, the hottest new SUV in the market right now. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, the website Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. It'll open the door to bigger and brighter things. All right, back to Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
All right, now we'll go back to Detroit and Michigan. We got to find out. We got to find out from you. What's going on in Michigan with the CDC saying you will do X, Y, and Z, or you need to shut your state down?
Well, we've got to where do I start, man? First of all, the governor, if that's what you want to call her, we have to. Governor Whitmer wants to shut the state down even further. In fact, she has given a directive to shut down high schools, and high schoolers have to go back to home learning, and I guess that means, since the high schools are shut down, it's a possibility that they will not have in-person graduations and things of that nature. And she is continuing to infuriate people from all sectors of our society, Democrats and Republicans. And the restrictions are just totally insane. Our economy, or the economy of Michigan, is very, very crippled or very slowed down when you compare it to surrounding states like Ohio, which has been at least three quarters opened up for some time now and is getting along pretty well in comparison to Michigan. And so she is drawing the ire of, like I said, of different sectors of Michigan. And she's going to be facing some big problems in the near future if she does not turn around or stop these. And I'll just call them what they are, Captain. I believe they're abusive tactics against economic activity. And she's been using this scandemic as an excuse to do so.
Now let's talk about California, because there's something that happened there that kind of reminded me of your situation in Michigan. Remember the teacher that did the Zoom video that blasted the students and the parents?
Correct.
And she was concerned about the distance learning and all that stuff. And she's now gotten suspended for her comments and activity, because come to find out, one of the uglier things that she had to say that we did not see or hear in that video was she called some people a moron.
Yeah, one of the students said that she called him a moron. Well, this high school teacher, Alyssa Piro, which, as you stated, was seen on video lambasting juniors while they appeared to be discussing a dispute over distance learning. Well, Captain, you know it's already been proven that the distance learning, especially over the long haul, has not been beneficial to students whatsoever. And teachers are basically taking advantage of the situation. They've demanded more money. They got more money. And they still refuse to go to the classroom to teach American students. Yet at the same time, Captain, you're well aware that some teachers volunteered to go down to the border to teach illegal border crosser students, and many or some of whom who have been already tested for the Corona China virus and allowed to freely come into our country. But her actions against this student who identified as Jace Jonas said that her outburst was triggered by a simple question that he wrote in the chat after the school announced the creation of an Asian student month. Quote, I wanted to make a comment in the Zoom text box, not disrupting the class. And why do some races get student unions but others do not? And then, you know, after that, the teacher just started berating the student over that particular question.
Hmm. Okay. Now, the other thing that's going on here is Dante Wright up there in Brooklyn Heights, Minnesota city. Now, a very untimely death, and it's a tragic situation, and that senior officer should have known that she didn't have her hands on the taser, but a lot of things happened in the heat of the battle, so to speak, and that was a battle because they knew that they were facing a person wanted on a felony for armed attempted robbery who allegedly had choked a woman and held her at gunpoint. The police knew all that when they pulled him over and verified his plate number. The warrants popped up and what the particulars were, and that's why they called for backup, and that's why there were at least three police officers there at that time because of that warrant.
Yeah. Around 2:30 a.m., two women at the home told Wright and the driver they needed to leave, but the two men said they did not leave. They did not have a ride. And in the morning, one of the two women left the apartment to get some cash to pay the other for rent or whatever. But as Wright and the driver were waiting for their rides, the other women who stayed behind said that Wright allegedly blocked the door, preventing her from leaving. This is one of the incidents that he had gotten into trouble for. This guy was not exactly your sterling citizen, according to records, but that's not an excuse for his death.
No.
But here's the thing, Captain. It was an accident. It was an honest accident. I'm sure you've heard the video and everything. And,
I've seen it many times.
Taser. And she thought she had a taser shot. Obviously, she reached on the wrong side, and kaboom. And the guy died. But I think she's being, and this is just my opinion, Captain, I think she's being overcharged, considering it was an accident. She did not purposely seek to murder the man. I find it ironic that at the same time, the Capitol police officers that
You're going to get cut off by the computer, so we'll have to say to be continued. All right, have yourself a great day, and we will talk to you down the line. Thank you very much. Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. I'm on his show Tuesdays. He's on my show Tuesdays and Thursdays. And I'll be right back with Bo Browning from the National Aviation Academy.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
48-year-old Kimberly Potter, the former Minnesota police officer, has been charged with second-degree manslaughter in the shooting death of Dante Wright. Ms. Potter shot Mr. Wright as police attempted to arrest Dante for an armed robbery warrant after a traffic stop. Potter is out on bail after posting a $100,000 bond. Her first court appearance is scheduled for Thursday. A group of House Democrats is expected to announce a bill on Thursday that seeks to add four more seats to the U.S. Supreme Court, expanding it from 9 to 13 justices. Earlier this month, President Biden made another executive order, this time forming a commission to study expanding the court. Representative Matt Gaetz, the Republican from Florida, announced Wednesday a six-figure ad buy for a spot that takes aim at CNN as part of a plan to help him fight back at mounting sexual misconduct allegations. Gaetz is under federal investigation following sex trafficking allegations, and the House Ethics Committee also opened an inquiry. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, this portion of the program is going to be brought to you by National Aviation and their two campuses. We'll tell you where they're at after you get a chance to hear about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the great thing about the National Aviation Academy, folks, is that for you veterans that are listening to me and you people that are coming out of the military with MOSs and you're not exactly sure what you want to do, where you want to go, you know, an aircraft maintenance and mechanic school is right here in our backyard in Tampa, Florida. But it's also up in Concord, Massachusetts with the two campuses that they have. They have one in Concord, Mass. That you can go visit. They have one in Clearwater, Florida that you can go visit. And how you do that is you call the number 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Now, you can also go to their website before you do that and take a virtual tour on the website by going to naa.edu. Now, Bo Browning is in studio with us this morning. Good morning, Bo.
Good morning.
Now, tell everybody what it is you do over there again.
So what exactly I do over there is I'm the director of education. So I'm the individual that's directly responsible to the Federal Aviation Administration to make sure our curriculum and our attendance policies and all of our policies align with the current federal aviation regulation under Part 147 for aviation maintenance technician schools. So, you know, basically we're going to make sure that, that we're teaching and we're following all the rules set forth by that regulation. And that's what allows schools like National Aviation Academy to operate and give graduation certificates to individuals that complete the program. As we talked about before, there's basically three ways to get an airframe and power plant rating. One is experience. You know, those individuals coming out of the military that have 18 or 30 months of experience for an airframe and power plant a rating. That's one way. Individuals may have civilian experience, been working on aircraft in the civilian world. Same thing, credible experience, 18 to 30 months. And then the other way is for an individual to come to an aviation maintenance technician school like National Aviation Academy. There's approximately about 178, 180 AMTSs in the United States, and those are the only schools that are certificated under Part 147 that can issue a graduation certificate that will allow a student or a graduate to take the exams that are administered by the Federal Aviation Administration to receive your airframe and power plant rating. So, to make a long story short, you come to a certificated AMTS, you graduate from the program, you can't sit and take the exams to get your airframe and power plant rating and to become a certificated aircraft mechanic.
Now, the basic, you've got three different programs that you have over there. Aviation Maintenance Technician and AMT, Aviation Maintenance Professional and AMP, and then the Advanced Aircraft Systems, AAS. Now, the first one takes 14 months or 2,000 clock hours, and there's no cheating on that. It has to be done that way because the FAA says so. And then the second one is 21 months, 3,000 clock hours, but that's a lot more advanced, and that gives you actually double certification. Then the third one, the AAS, is the 1,000 clock hour program. That's for people that are coming, like, out of the military that are certified, right, but they don't have the FAA certification.
Not exactly, pretty close. So we have the 14-month, 2,000-hour program. That's for any individual that wants to receive their airframe, that wants to be able to receive an airframe power plant rating. So you go through that. It's going to cover all the prerequisite when it comes to coursework, seat time, required material that you have to learn in order for you to take those exams after you successfully complete it. The 21-month aviation maintenance professional is the 14-month program along with the 1,000 hours of advanced aircraft systems. So you meet the prerequisites to receive your airframe and power plant rating if you successfully pass the test, but you also get, you know, roughly 5 industry-recognized credentials and a little more information, a little more knowledge about more of the systems that you'll see out there on the aircraft. So that 1,000 hours is really, you know, we have a lot of students return to National Aviation Academy that went through the 14-month program. They return to National Aviation Academy after they've been out in the industry working to get more of that knowledge. Aircraft are very technologically advanced nowadays. So that 1,000 hours gets into more of that technology, you know, guidance systems, electrical systems on the aircraft, things like that. And it gives you just a broader knowledge base. You know, again, if you're looking for more information about that, visit National Aviation Academy, go on our website, give us a call, set up a tour, and we can talk more in depth about that.
Yeah, and again, you can go on the website, NAA.edu, and take the virtual tour of what they do, and it's all right there, spelled out very easily for you to see. But I've got two questions that are both the same, actually, Bo, when it comes to asking about money. And this is from people that are not in the military, and they're concerned about how they get their money. Do they get it themselves, or can you help them, or whatever? It's the same question every time I get it from the people. So a lot of people, this is the first time they'll hear this. So if you're a veteran, you have the GI Bill.
Sure.
And you have someone there that can help them.
Yes.
But if they're just a plain old John Doe student and you don't have military, they can get a student loan and you have someone there that can help them with that too.
Absolutely. So National Aviation Academy is an accredited institution. Both of our locations here in Florida and up in Concord, Massachusetts, we're both accredited. Both of those institutions are accredited. We do receive federal student aid. along with GI Bill benefits. We can receive any of those types of benefits. We have a full-service financial aid department that can assist you with navigating through that process. You know, the first thing students need to do is, you know, you need to go online and fill out the FAFSA, and that is the free application for federal student aid. Go online, fill that out, contact National Aviation Academy. If you've got any questions about it, because it's a little bit of a process, you know, call National Aviation Academy. One of our admissions representatives will get you set up, and we'll get you speaking with a financial aid representative that can assist you to walk through that process. But we do have access, or the students could be eligible to have access to the federal student aid system, no matter what walk of life or what, you know. You don't necessarily have to be a veteran to come to National Aviation Academy. We have high school students graduate high school, come right into our schools, and there is federal student aid available depending on the individuals.
Now, the demand is real because right now, according to Boeing, the aviation maintenance technicians needed for the world right now stand at 739,000. That's why I said you get a job and you get the training to do this, and you can go anywhere and do anything. The workforce that's at or near retirement age, according to ATEC right now, aviation maintenance techs is at 33%. And the average daily worldwide flights back in 2019, according to Flight Radar 24, was 188,901. Now, we've lost flights since sure. then, but they're coming back, and those planes all need to be inspected and kept in the air.
Sure, absolutely. So air travel is rebounding. It will always rebound. You know, depending on how people are looking at it, how fast they're going to get back on an airplane, that's an individual decision. But air travel is absolutely rebounding. And not only is the conventional airplanes are back flying, but, of course, there's all this new technology for unmanned aerial vehicles, different types of drones out there. You know, when it comes right down to it, it's still an airplane. It has all the same systems. Granted, it has some very unique systems on it when it comes to fuel and power. But the way an aircraft flies is essentially the same. You have to have directional control. You have to have stability. You have to have propulsion systems on those aircraft. So there is a huge market in aviation, and there's a wide variety of fields nowadays within the aviation maintenance sector. So, you know, give it a look. See if it's something that you think fits you. And pick an appropriate school to go to. I cannot emphasize that enough. Make sure you pick an appropriate school to go to.
All right, now we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back with Bo. And we've got a couple of questions, as I said, that are right here right now for him to answer. But also, if you have any questions, feel free to call us at 877-969-8600. That's 877-969-8600. And Bo will be happy to answer them for you. And we'll be right back with more.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Yes, you are. And the final segment of the program brought to you by our friends down there in Sarasota, Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Now, remember, they're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. They're right there, easy to find. And all their blind sheets and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And unlike the big box stores that don't want to do much of anything except sell you something cheap, they will take care of your installation, your on-site cleaning, your parts and repairs, too. Now, you can stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. Remember, you can give them a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service or just stop by the store. Now, the military and first responders all get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. And don't forget the phone number to call, 941-922-2345. And tell them the captain sent you. It'll save you a bunch more money. All right. We are back with Bo Browning from the National Aviation Academy. It's the transportation. But the thing of it is, Bo, and thank you for being here today.
Oh, no worries.
Thing of it is about what it is that you do over there is becoming an aviation maintenance tech, and people have to understand this, it's not just a job. It's a career, because when you become a certified aviation maintenance tech, you can go anywhere in the world and have a job, anywhere.
Sure, absolutely. You know, I'm an individual that, started out as a mechanic, working on aircraft on the floor, but I've also worked in many, many other areas of aviation. I've worked for staffing firms, staffing labor in the aviation business. You know, obviously right now I'm working for National Aviation Academy. You know, I was an instructor there. You know, now I'm an administrator for the education program. So it's not just working on the aircraft on the maintenance floor. You know, you have the ability, you have the credentials to open up many other doors, many other pathways within aviation. So, you know, don't look at it as you're just stuck turning wrenches all the time. You know, there is a pathway to grow and progress in the aviation industry, and it may not entail working on an airplane, you know, in the future. It may, you know, mean that you're running safety programs, you're running training programs, you know, you start your own business, you know, providing maintenance, you know, providing logistical support, different things like that. There's such a huge area of it. I know individuals that have now, you know, gone into solely the unmanned aerial vehicle world, and they're developing, you know, cutting edge technology for these drones that are coming out, and you know, new types of drones. So it's wide open. It will open doors for you. You know, explore it, and like I always say, when you start looking at schools, there's a lot of aviation maintenance technician schools out there. Make sure you pick one that is the right fit for you. You know, it is imperative that you do that. You know, there's also some big changes coming here, you know, finally over the last 30, 40, 50 years. The one of the largest changes to Part 147 of the Federal Aviation Regulation is going to happen, and schools are going to have more flexibility. You know, when that actually does take place, you know, it's still a little into the future, but it will happen. It's going to change. It's going to give schools much more flexibility to teach the things that students are really looking for, and to cater more to the industries that the students that are graduating from their programs will be going into. So, you know, big changes coming. It's a good time to get into aviation. We know it's been a tough year. 2020 was a tough year. Hey, look at the airports. Compare it to 6 months ago. How many airplanes you saw taking off? How many you saw landing? And look at it today. I know down here in Florida, hey, you know, now I see airplanes back up in the sky every day. So it's not back to what it was, but it is picking back up. There is a future in aviation in some form or fashion. You know, give National Aviation Academy a call, and we're here to help you out.
Now, I have a question from a disabled veteran, an Iraq veteran specifically, Air Force to be more specific, who lost his legs. And he says, I have two prostheses.
Mm-hmm.
I would love the opportunity to be able to prove myself again, and I'm thinking about going to the National Aviation Academy. Would I be able to do it based on my disability?
Now, you know, for this individual that called here, that is absolutely something we should probably sit down and talk about. We've had veterans, we've had civilians come into the programs that were missing, you know, specifically legs, right? I cannot say I've ever seen a student that was missing both legs. You know, currently right now, there are students enrolled in the program with disabilities. It is something for us to sit down and talk about. The ultimate thing is, can you successfully complete the program? Can you get out there and be employed? And that is something we just need to sit down and talk about. You know, so we have a clear understanding of what the goal is for you as a student, what the goal is for you as an employee moving forward. But at this moment, I can't say there's no reason why you cannot be successful, especially if you have two prosthetics, yeah, and you get up and you're walking around.
Sure.
There's no reason why you can't be successful.
Yes, it's up to the individual. And this man's name is Bill, and he's down in South Florida. I won't mention where he's at there because he asked that his name be withheld. You just said just go by Bill. So, Bill, you get a call from Bill in South Florida. That's what it's going to be. By the way, the phone number is 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Now, in the final couple minutes we got here, what do you want to tell everybody?
And one of the biggest things, you know, is start looking at schools. Like I was saying earlier, you know, there's big changes coming to Part 147. It's going to give the schools a lot of flexibility. You know, if you're considering an aviation maintenance career, you know, explore National Aviation Academy. Explore one of the other 180 schools that are out there. You know, see what best fits for you. You know, it is a good industry. You know, bring a good work ethic. That's the number one thing. You have to have a work ethic. You have to be willing to travel. You have to be willing to relocate in the aviation world, no matter what part of it you go into. So keep an open mind. You know, look at it. Remember, we're just not mechanics turning wrenches on aircraft. You know, we are mechanics, but we grow into other positions. We grow into other industries. We grow into other aspects of the aviation maintenance field. So, you know, don't think you're going to be turning a wrench for 20, 30 years on an airplane. If you choose to turn a wrench for 20 to 30 years on an airplane, you can do that also. You know, but there is growth potential. There is an opportunity to branch out into other types of businesses within aviation also.
Okay, that's Bo Browning from the National Aviation Academy. Again, the website is NAA.edu, NAA.edu. They have two campuses. They have one in Concord, Mass. They have another, which is outside Boston, another one in Clearwater, Florida, which is across the bay from me here in Tampa. And all you got to do is call them at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour of one of those facilities, and you'll find out what we already know about. And it's a tremendous career, tremendous opportunity. So, Bo, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
All right. Now, folks, Saturday I'll be down at Largo at Minreg Hall. That's NINNREG, Minreg Hall, at 6340 126th Avenue North for the Two Guys Gun Show. Now, you all know about the executive orders and about what they're going to try to do and this, that, and the other and all that stuff. So now is the time, if you want to take advantage of what you can take advantage of, is to get out and buy what you need to at the Two Guys Gun Show in Largo. Now, they'll be there Saturday and Sunday, April the 17th, April the 18th. Saturday, they're there from 9 to 5. The concealed carry class starts at 2, so you want to be there for that. You can sign up online right now. I'll tell you how in a minute. Also, on Sunday, they'll be there from 9 to 3. Concealed carry class starts at about 12:30. But go to the website, twoguysshows.com. That's the number 2. The number 2guysshows.com. And sign up for the concealed carry class and get it done. Alrighty, another great day. Hope everybody has a wonderful day, too. Stay out of trouble. Stay low. It's going to be another interesting day up there in the panhandle. You're probably going to get some rain. So I'll see you tonight on the Radio, right here on all these great stations. I'm the captain. It's all about America. It's all about America. Have a great day. God bless America. Stay safe and always stay low.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.